Hi, my name is Kate Dresner, and I'm going to be talking about primary liver cancer and death among people with hepatitis C in Philadelphia from 2003 to 2012. I currently work for NACHO, but I was at the Philadelphia Department of Public Health when this work was completed. So the purpose of this analysis was to assess the impact of race and ethnicity on hepatitis C outcomes such as mortality and liver disease in Philadelphia. To conduct this analysis, hepatitis C surveillance data from 2003 to 2012 was linked to Pennsylvania Cancer Registry data and Pennsylvania Death Certificate data on name, address, and date of birth using SAS. Cancer Registry data was limited to liver cancer only, as this was the outcome we were most interested in. Hepatitis C surveillance data was limited to those who were chronic confirmed based on testing history. So in the diagram, you can see that there were 1,886 liver cancer diagnoses. Of those, 186, or 10%, also had chronic hepatitis C. 989, or 50%, also died. Finally, 3,327 had both chronic hepatitis C and died. So as we move to results, we're only going to be talking about non-Hispanic blacks and whites, as the sample sizes for the other groups were too small. So here you're looking at the comparison groups on the x-axis and individuals' percent on the y-axis. So in the first bars, you're looking at non-Hispanic black in blue and non-Hispanic white in yellow. So for the total population, it's pretty even between blacks and whites. And same goes for LC, or the liver cancer group, and the liver cancer and death group. However, once you add hepatitis C, you can see that non-Hispanic blacks are disproportionately affected by hepatitis C, and we also found we're more likely to die from liver cancer. In this graph, you're looking at age and outcome. So age at hepatitis C, or a proxy being when the hepatitis C report came into the health department, age at cancer, and age at death. And on the y-axis, you're looking at median age in years. And again, yellow is white, and black is blue. And so here, just looking at the liver cancer only group, you can see that non-Hispanic blacks were dying and getting cancer at a younger age than non-Hispanic whites. However, when you add hepatitis C into the mix, it makes things more complicated. The circles are liver cancer and hepatitis C, and the triangles are hepatitis C only. So in both these cases, the trend is reversed, and non-Hispanic blacks died and got cancer at an older age than non-Hispanic whites. And we think this may be due to an increase in drug overdose in non-Hispanic white population. And you can see evidence for this in the pie charts to the right. You have non-Hispanic blacks on the top and non-Hispanic whites on the bottom. This is for those with hepatitis C only, though the charts for hepatitis C plus liver cancer were very similar. The light gray and the white are liver disease and cancer, and they're pretty similar between the two groups. However, once you add the red, the drug overdose, the cause of death is much higher, 25%, compared to 8% in non-Hispanic blacks. So again, cause of death for those with hepatitis C, much higher with drug overdose in non-Hispanic whites. So the age at outcome, there's a great disparity between non-Hispanic blacks and whites. So from these results, we can conclude that there's definitely a need for hepatitis C education and screening programs that target at-risk populations, especially non-Hispanic blacks and young non-Hispanic white injection drug users. And especially with that group, you would want to incorporate information about naloxone into the educational material to make sure to prevent overdose. And with that, I'd like to thank Kendra Viner, Danica Cuncio, Claire Newburn, Caroline Johnson, and the Philadelphia Epidemiology Team. Thank you.